This is the stupidest podcast we've done so far.
Not true.
We've done stupider. Welcome to episode 4 of What Gets Club Soda Out. I'm Laura.
I'm Sean.
And, wow, episode 4 already.
I know, right?
What the fuck?
And people are listening, and thank you. And also, I have to thank Louise this week for an extra special top 5 worst white rappers list. Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
We're going to get down to that. First, we're going to have a quick song. Thank you, Michael, for the recommendation of Daedalus. And this is Fair Weather Friends. Boys do. What do you think of that song?
Yeah, I was wondering. It's like, I'm wondering if everyone else is thinking what I'm thinking. It's like, when there's nothing to do and you just have to sit inside
and
the weather gets warm, you want to play 10 hours of Gears of War 2 consecutively, don't you?
Yeah, that's what the girls want. Okay, so podcast clip this week is John Richardson. Uh-huh. You love John Richardson. Well, you don't like it as much as I do. I still like it. Okay, so John Richardson and Russell Howard used to do a podcast a couple of months ago, and it's been about 17 episodes since Russell Howard left, and the John Richardson ones are all right, but they just so happen to be... Well, let's play an old clip.
Yes.
Russell Howard and John Richardson, this is one of your favourite ones.
One of my favourite ones.
Can we get Speed Demon by Michael Jackson, please? That's a great song.
No, we cannot. We can have Let's All Be Speed Sensible Demon by Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I used to just sing that in the mornings before I used to go to school when I was 8.
We'll play it next week.
There's a home video of me singing along to that.
Can we play a slowed down version of it in case gets hurt?
Speed Demon, that's right, it's a 30. Cool off, pal. Come on, there might be kids crossing. They've got lives to lead.
Exactly right.
You do love that clip.
I love it so much.
You're even singing along in that one.
Yeah, that's right. I was trying to hit the high notes.
David O'Doherty was on it this week and it was pretty funny. But last week he'd had an overheard that I really liked. Someone sent in an email. Here it is.
Hello, John. I was in the queue of a shop in a seaside town, and behind me was a mother and her young son. They were both from Birmingham, and they had the following conversation. Please, she says, read in your best stereotypical Brummie accent. Son, pointing at an Edward Scissorhands DVD.
Mum, what's that about?
Mum, to boy.
It's about a boy with scissors for hands. No one likes him, so he has to cut bushes in hair into pretty shapes. He falls in love, but he can't touch her because he'll cut her.
Son, that's crap. Mum, it's not crap. It's a poignant tragedy.
Join our Facebook group.
Yes, actually do that.
Search What Gets Club Soda Out. I've invited like 70 people.
So hopefully they'll all show up and we won't be sitting around playing Xbox or whatever. Thank you to our American listenership also.
Yes, hello Americans. And Canadian, I don't want to isolate any of them.
Of course. What about our Mexican listenership?
Oh, Mexicans.
You're going to have to put that.
On the levels.
So thank you to all of our fans and everybody that's given feedback and everything, especially Kate Daly. She is a star.
Really?
Yes, hello love. She's been getting loads of Americans to listen to, loads of her friends.
She's too good. She's too good. Thank you.
She's super. So we have the group up and running, and we'll have threads up there for discussions, top fives, anything you want to contribute?
A or B.
Any other business. Jinx by me. Oh, shit.
Caught you first. You got a punch.
Bollocks. No, I wanted a beer. Okay, so we have the top five coming up, but now it's Slam and Hottie of the Week, and thank you to Carl for our awesome new jingle.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I fucking love it. I really do. You only like him because he's sexually appealing. Sexually appealing. Sexually appealing. Thank you, Carol. Okay, my slam and hottie of the week. I was torn between two. But I'm going to save one for next week. And this week, because we watched Prime last night.
Has anyone ever seen Prime?
But it's if people watch One Tree Hill, it's Jake from One Tree Hill. And he looked awesome in this movie. He looks amazing. So he's my slam and hottie of the week. Who is yours, Sean?
I had a tough time about this. Anyone who listened to last week's podcast knows that I love Prison Break, and I'm right too. So check out this week's episode. It's fucking unbelievable.
I watched it. It wasn't that good.
Silence yourself. But I wanted to pick Sarah Wayne Callies. Check out the website to see why I couldn't. Okay, so check that out, please. Yeah.
Look at that picture.
Yeah, get a lot of that mug into your face. And you just...
Give us your real slam and hottie. Who is your actual slam and hottie?
I thought I had
Meryl
a bit
Streep.
Of a okay, no, do you know what I'm going to do? Actually, in keeping with the top five white rappers, I'm going to pick Debbie Harry from Back of the Day. Not the Maria video, because I've never been so scared of the video ever.
That's not that.
Have you seen the video?
No.
And it's just, the scariest thing about it is she's aged so terribly.
Oh.
I know.
Okay, this part is brother versus sister, and Sean and I spent all of, we watched Prime, which was a shit film. If anyone's seen it, please do email me.
Please email and agree with us.
Well, it was on RTE1 last night, and we looked at the description of it, and it was a psychoanalyst discovers, it was just talking about a woman who turns out to be dating her son. And Sean got the context of it wrong and thought that the woman was dating her own son.
Yeah, I thought it was messed up.
And not the psychotherapist's son. And yeah, it was just an odd... Sean was really intrigued until he found out, it's just somebody else's son.
Wait a second, you make me sound so disappointed. It's like, this urbane fantasy of mine can never be true.
Well, you seemed...
I was
fascinated.
Just theater of the absurd. It was in class. I just thought it'd be deadly, but
I'm not going to tell any jokes while you're drinking beer, lest it go up your nose. That's what you did to me.
It's hilarious, though. So, brother versus sister has to be a new fucking thing. This week we're doing impressions of talking cats and dogs.
Oh yeah, when we weren't watching Prime last night, we were watching either weather bloopers or news bloopers
or sports injuries bloopers.
Gross. Oh good.
If you want to take 10 minutes out of your day to just laugh at the unhappiness of other people, sports injury bloopers into YouTube, you will be laughing.
Oh, it's gross.
If you have a heartbeat, you will be laughing.
Also, dogs and cats that talk and sound like people.
Can we play a clip now to see, you know, how our impressions kind of
we'll do the impressions first. It has subtitles on a cat's video and it says, "Oh, darn piano." And I think it sounds a particular way, and Sean thinks it sounds another way.
Different way.
Go for it.
Oh, no. We have to flip a coin. This isn't democratic at all.
This is my... Ding! That's your tails.
Oh, you're kidding!
I flipped a mind.
Oh,
coin.
The piano! Oh. See, the problem
with it, a little like that.
Problem with doing the impressions first is that you don't really get the context. Nobody of it. But you go next. You go next. This will all make sense in a while, listeners. Thank you for staying with us.
Oh, Don Piano.
That's going to win it. That's going to
no,
win
it.
It.
Isn't.
You only get one chance.
I don't think
Brother
that's
versus sister,
all.
You only get one chance.
Okay, all right. Ripping it raw. All right, here it is.
We left in the other part, which sounds like, why are you on? But yes, please check out the Facebook group and please put up whose impression you think sounds better, Sean's or Laura's.
Mine was awful.
Mine was awful also.
I can't believe that neither of us can beat a talking cat.
The intonation is perfect. I just can't do it.
Here's Frank Music with In Step. Stumbled upon Craig David's new single Insomnia, which is out November 17th.
Why?
Why am I saying that? I don't know. But let's just play it for you here, listeners.
Your glasses on. It's the exact same video, right?
Yeah. Oh, people can check this out on the blog. If they like, I'll upload it.
Very
yeah,
what is he doing? Oh my god, look at him.
He looks funny. Yeah. Yeah, they are funny. Love. See, I think this is it's definitely getting to a market that is well catered for.
There's no shortage of these kind of songs.
Good money in this vocoder. poison.
Exactly. Yeah. Meet your dad with the poison.
Here's the chorus. Yeah, it's exactly like that video song.
You have to sing along the next time so that people know exactly what we're talking about.
We'll pull it up on the next bit of the chorus.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it's totally like
uncanny.
It though. Hold on. It's the same tune. And I just can't pull myself away. And I just felt I can't break. I just can't stop. I just can't stop. Feel a little closer.
Okay.
By Neo.
Listen to the song and see what you think, honestly.
Okay, wait first.
We're very convinced. Let's hear it. Oh, yeah, you can see. I don't even know the lyrics of
it. Insomnia! Yeah!
I wonder how you knew the lyrics. They're right there in the thing. How did you get them wrong?
What? How we knew the lyrics?
The lyrics just came up on the thing.
Oh. No way. Just can't stop. I just can't stop. Why are you singing in that game?
Because that's how they sound to me.
What? The hip hop.
No, the vocal.
I hope people like our observations, Sean.
I hope so too. But, I mean, if anyone out there, a big Craig David fan, doesn't agree with us,
you can fuck off!
You can send a fucking battery of hate mails to laura.schmora.com. Anyway, I was going to take up the thread of me giving out about you editing stuff out. Because we just had an incident of that in the studio.
Speaking of which, this week, my mom left us with a MacBook Pro, so we're actually just using the onboard computer mic for it. So this week we're in my room, drinking beers.
Word.
Talk to me about editing, right?
Oh, no, she is. No. Okay, I knew I had to put a smile back in your face. Did you get sick? Or?
I think I'm going to leave that in because I'm sorry, listeners. Sean told a joke while I was drinking out of a can and I spat everywhere. It went up my nose. Top 5 worst rappers. Thank you again to Louise for giving us all of these. Number 5 is actually my favourite. Let's start off with Madonna.
Bring it on.
Okay, here's Madonna's American Life.
We missed the metaphysics shit as well.
Oh shit, sorry. Metaphysics is dope.
I've never heard someone so self-effacedly talk about how rich they are. No.
Is she satisfied? Express my extreme point of view. I'm not a Christian and I'm not a Jew. I'm just living
out the American dream. And it's the Irish flag. Irish flag. Oh, the Polish flag. Oh, Turkish flag. I'm going to be ashamed. Greek flag.
Well, that was Madonna's rap. What do we feel about that, Sean?
We feel tired and the room is a bit smaller after.
My world is a bit smaller. I am embarrassed to have ovaries.
That's a bit extra. Dude, she just went through a divorce. No need to be unnecessarily mean. Take that, you bitch. And also this from 5 years ago. Still bad, though. Still bad.
Number 4 is Vanilla Ice. Ice, Ice, baby. Nail Ice. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. I rock, rock the mic like a candle.
So
wow.
Fresh.
So fresh. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it, don't leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Okay, quickly to the YouTube comments. Bring back old school.
Vanilla was the coolest.
What a great thing to say. Vanilla Ice is the
coolest. That was number 4. Number 3 is Blondie with Rapture. This is my first time hearing this rap.
Really?
Harry. Street. What's she saying?
To say.
Rapping.
Eat up bars. Where do people meet? Don't you know? That's where people meet.
That is about enough of that as I can handle.
It goes on for
sorry.
Like 20, 40 seconds. He goes around.
Snow saying, with Informer.
Of course.
Who doesn't love this song?
It's one of those songs that everyone knows, but they don't know they know. Here it goes.
Mama.
It wasn't anything to do with it, damn.
And we'll keep on moving there.
They kept boom boom down, so it's like a trap.
What a great song. Love it, love every second of it, love it. That's number two. Oh, the last one's a treat. We have
How
to play.
Proud are we that we found this? How proud are we?
So proud. The last one we have to play exactly. We have to play the whole thing. It's only 36 seconds long, but it's Anthony Kiedis talking about his sex rap. And it's. Oh, God, it's so terrible.
Sound to sex.
How's it, go?
It goes like this. It goes, a time to swing a little melody to make y'all feel something sexually. And now we're going to get it on in the groove that makes those smooth hips move. We are funking that driving bad rhythm to make those pretty little pussy lips schism. Kiss them, kiss them, kiss them.
He does
schism. It's very damn clever.
On mine in a 69. I'm inclined to funk, 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 funk your brains out. Make a moan, make a groan, and make a shout. Push it on in and pull it on out. Pump that labia to the power. Open up your legs to the sensual sound. Look the booty busting beat behind your pretty wet mound. I can smell your nookie like a horny bloodhound. Feel the bass, hump the ground as you drop into your knees and come on bound. Well, now you make your mouth and get on down. And it goes on and on.
It goes on.
It goes on and on and on. And on, and on. The break of dawn.
Talks
well
about
done,
humping
Anthony
the ground.
Kiedis.
Oh, Lord. That's number one with Anthony Kiedis. Well done for winning that. That actually seriously was the best top five so far.
Ouch.
No. Yeah, it was the first one you didn't do. Let's go to a song now. This is Miracle Fortress with Lady Lately. Fortress with Maybe Lately, and that is the last song we're going to play without permission on this podcast. From now on, it's going to be nice and legal. We're going to get the permission from...
I don't know about you, Lord. I just got the strangest deja vu just then. I don't know.
Cheers. We've tried before. So you see, for episode 5 onwards, it's going to be legal, except for tiny clips of maybe copyrighted music that we'll be playing, but not full songs anyway.
So I was going to say as well, we're taking suggestions for the next Brother vs. Sister. I have an idea. The next impression might be something like Krang from the Turtles. What?
Shredder! Hey, I can't do that at all.
No, that's crap.
Okay, if anyone wants to set us challenges, Brother vs. Sister, also top 5s are welcome, and you can suggest songs of uncopyrighted music. We can get in touch with bands, ask them if we can play them on the podcast.
Wait 2 seconds. I was asked to give a shout out to Sarah. So here's my shout out to Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. Also, Stacey, congratulations on your marriage.
Yeah, word.
And we're really sorry for not getting in touch. We're absolute jerks.
We're so shit. Do you know the amount of people who are on Facebook who might be listening to this? I just wanted to say this. I am so shit at getting in touch. I'm really, really sorry, but I've also been
Sean
crazy busy.
Sean sucks at Facebook.
I'm so shit.
Sorry to like our cousins and everything. No, he just doesn't accept. But I made him go on today and actually log in. So it, for
and
once,
she was right too.
It's fixed. That's the 4th episode of What Gets Club Soda Out. Visit us on the blog at whatgetsclubsodaout.blogspot.com and search in the iTunes store for What Gets Club Soda Out and subscribe to us. Also join our Facebook group, same name. And there'll be lots of discussion topics there. Email me at laura.schmlora@gmail.com and we'll see you again. Thank you for listening. Episode 4 of What Gets Clodo. Who's Clodo?
What Gets Clodo out?
Nothing, she's a bitch.